Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. Six days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While Peter was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them. And from the cloud a voice said, "This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up, rise, and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. I always think of a title to my sermon about this time on Sunday morning. Let's call this one Transfiguration on a Pickup Truck. We'll get to that part. In Scripture, exceptional events occur in high places. We heard Moses going up the mountain to receive the tablets. Jesus was transfigured on the mountain. The glory of God is manifest on the mountain throughout the Scriptures, like the fire on top of the mountain to the people of Israel as Moses was going up, or the bright cloud that spoke on the mountain to Jesus' disciples. It is often noted in this story of the glory of God that appears on the mount that the disciples are inclined to, shall we say, box up the glory. They want to build booths. Perhaps this is a place where maybe they want to stay, and who could blame them? Everything seems to be glorious and grand, a place of honor and worship. Shall we all stay here to exalt, to revere? And they say, "It is good, Lord, to be here." And surely that is true. But it's even better than they think. Certainly different. Perhaps it is different from how anybody thinks. Certainly different, I would say, from the writer who claims to be Peter in our second lesson today, the second letter attributed to Peter, revisits the story of the glory of God that was conveyed to Jesus. What is his purpose? Why is he reminding his community of this glorious event? It's because the community who is receiving the letter is losing hope. Why are they losing hope? Because they are generations away from the resurrection, and Jesus has not returned. What's going on, they wonder. "Don't lose hope," says the writer. The transfiguration is a foretaste. It is a guarantee of Christ's return. "You would do well," the writer says, "to pay attention to this doctrine." But this Peter, this writer, surely was not he who had been on the mountain with Jesus when the voice came. "This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." in the midst of that cloud, in the midst of those words, the disciples are overcome with fear. But then comes the remarkable, the surprising, the unexpected display of glory. First of all, it says in the scripture that Jesus touched them. All throughout the gospel stories, think of Jesus' ministry as he's going about touching folks. The touch of Jesus is one of healing. It is a touch of restoration, even transformation, if you will. A touch of acceptance, of unity, even forgiveness. And now his saving touch is upon them as they are on the ground in fear with those words, "Do not be afraid. Do not fear. Rise. Rise and do not be afraid." This is resurrection language. The first words from Jesus after the voice says, "Listen to him." The first words that Jesus speaks are, "Rise. Do not be afraid." God says, "Listen to the one whom I send, my child, who bears my glory, who brings my touch, who brings my acceptance." We hear, we read, we experience this story today to receive Jesus' healing touch, to hear his words, "Rise up, don't be afraid, be the resurrection." And now down the mountain we go together. What is transformative in your lives? To be touched by God in Christ Jesus, in our fear, in our fallenness, in our helplessness, our hopelessness, to echo 2 Peter's community. Curiously, last night as I was finishing writing this sermon, I got an email, not from somebody in the congregation, not even from a close friend, but just someone who wanted to communicate. And the line was simple: "Are you as frightened as I am?" Kind of out of the blue. "Are you as afraid?" Well, seems that fear is abounding these days. Different people have different reasons for it, but it's certainly a palpable reality in our world. But to be touched, received by the one who knows these things about us, to be touched and to be received in his body, in his life, in his death, to be touched by Jesus, who is one with us in these things on the cross, and calls to us, "Rise up anew, no longer ruled by fear, by hopelessness, by fallenness." It is often said by a number of interpreters of the Bible is that the transfiguration is a kind of resurrection story, Jesus in his glory. But the glory comes where we didn't expect it, couldn't hope it. Jesus reaches down to touch us in our fear. "Rise up, beloved. Rise up, daughters and sons." We go down the mountain together into the world as daughters and sons of the living God to bring hope, to bring welcome, to bring life, to dispel fear and death. Perhaps with many, I heard such a call this past Wednesday with a number of people. I was at Kesedshel Emeth Cemetery on Hanley and Olive. I wrote a little bit about that in our newsletter. But I was there to help clean up from the vandalism that had occurred there, but more profoundly to stand with our sisters and brothers, our Jewish sisters and brothers, who had experienced acts of hatred, who in the context of other things across the country, other hate events, were experiencing some fear in their community and their lives. After the cleanup, a prayer vigil was scheduled, and they drove a pickup truck into the back parking lot behind their reception building in the front. And the people all gathered around the pickup, and all the priests, the imams, the rabbis, politicians, Republican, Democrat, spoke from the bed of the pickup truck. They were elevated above the crowd. And as each one gathered and got up, it is as if they were transformed, transfixed anyway. They were astounded partly by the numbers. It wasn't that huge, but perhaps there were 1,000. But what is it that transformed them, that transfixed them? Was it the numbers? Or was it that Christian and Muslim and Jew, nun and dun, Republican, Democrat, surely had all heard? Rise up. Don't be afraid. And the call to touch the lives of those in need, those at whom fear and hatred had been directed. And now also to be touched ourselves as we had gathered there by the spirit of those at rest as we washed their grave markers. Rise up. What is God's glory? What is God's will? If not saying with Jesus to all, rise up, do not be afraid. Amen.